Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things in store for those who trust Him and take Him at His word. And I'm here to tell you that God loves you. He cares about you in every way. If you've been seeking the Lord to know Him when it's not popular, and I understand it's not popular among everybody. Some people, when the light is shone, when the lights are on, whenever there are people who really love God and they're devoted and they're stable and they're consistent in their love walk, the people that love the light will be drawn to it. But people who love the way of pride, they will hate it. Now, when Jesus went about, doing good, He was teaching people the love of God. He healed, first of all, He'd heal the sick. And then He'd raise the dead sometimes. And He would send His disciples first to let people know that He was coming. And then He would preach and teach. He did a sermon on the mount and also a sermon on the plain. I forgot which one He did first. And then sometimes the people would come to Him and He'd teach them. And because the light, they saw the light on earth. They didn't see a light like the sun. They saw the examples of God, the light of Jesus, the light of the world. His teaching was far better and greater than the religious elite. So when you, wherever you are, you operate according to the living love of God, and you do it publicly, and you do it consistently, You live a life that represents God. It causes controversy. There are some that will love it and some that will hate it. And sometimes the people that will love the light, they may not be the nicest people on earth. And they may have offended everybody around them. But what is the response of people who, after they've seen the light? It's one thing to have a response before you saw the light. The understanding of God's word. People who really love God, they're the only people that can represent Him. Some people are in ministry and they're supposed to represent the light of God's word, but that's not always the case. Not picking on preachers. I love preachers, and I love all Christians, but there are tares among the wheat. But when you walk in the love of God and you want to be effective, as you do what God said do, you are effective. Remember something about the Lord, though. Jesus said, out of all the things He could have told us, one of the primary things that He told us is, let your light shine. Let your light shine. You don't have to make it shine. If you believed on Him, if you're washed in His blood, hear me good. If you're washed in His blood, you believed on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you walk and carry yourself according to the Word of God, the light is already shining. That from the moment you first got saved. Now the interference that you face and the evil thoughts and the misunderstanding of others, those things come against you to shut the light down. But those who feed their spirit man the word of God, you'll be strengthened. But the light will shine because you love God now. And you don't want to fool with the ways of the world anymore. You turn from that. Now, when you watch television or movies or radio or listen to the music, you have to filter out all the things that's trying to persuade you wrong, because you really don't want it anymore. So you listen to gospel music, and the enemy will try to pollute whatever he can. He's trying to tear down mankind any way he can. And he's not limited to just sticking to bars and clubs and worldly music. He'll try to write Christian songs to throw you off track as well. So the only way to know what's safe is to know God's word. But whenever somebody says something that's not right, it will not sit right with your born-again spirit. I promise you it won't. And you can't always tell, you know, sometimes the thoughts that we receive, if you have the more of God's word that you understand, the more you'll be able to detect what's right and wrong. But sometimes the wrong doctrines of men that you may pick up at church or song or movies, you know, Christian movies, if it's not right according to the word, it won't, you know, the Holy Spirit will help you out. You won't know why it's not right, but you can detect that, hey, something's wrong here. The enemy is trying to get you to choose not to let the light shine forth. You have to have courage. You will be misunderstood, but do what's right anyway. People won't always agree, but do what's right anyway. Do what you know is scripturally right. Do what you know that do the things that, you know, operate with the thoughts of God, that God has sanctioned, that the word of God is true. All of God's word is true. But all the misunderstandings and misinterpretations of the word, they can be a distraction. But don't be discouraged at all. Just study the word of God. Study it to live by. Receive it as truth, and the Holy Spirit will cause you to understand it in this rightly divided way. He will cause you to understand the word as he meant it. And it will supersede dead doctrine. I have found areas where people have been teaching wrong for a very long time. Misnomers of the word. Things is not true. They read things into it and it's not right. A friend of mine just asked me, he said, if Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights, how could that be? If he rose on Sunday, how could he die on Friday? I said, he didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday evening. You remember, you got to count 3 days and nights, not just 3 days. See, he died, they said it was a Sabbath, but it's actually the Passover. But when you study the word and go back to the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit will help you put things together. See, the Passover, they got ready for the Passover just like they got ready for the Sabbath. But nevertheless, he died for us and he rose again, and he was indeed in the grave 3 days and three nights. He did everything by prophecy. Everything that was prophesied, he fulfilled every bit of it. He was born in Bethlehem. Raised in Nazareth, he went to Egypt, he came back from Egypt. Everything prophesied about Jesus, he did. Perry Stone did a wonderful job proving biblically that Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ. He fulfilled all prophecy, and he died for us, and he rose again. All who believe are saved. You couldn't just believe that he's, you know, at the Passover, you couldn't just believe that if you put blood on the lintels and doorpost of your home, the death angel would pass over you. You had to go and put the blood and on the doorpost and lintels yourself. And then the death angel will pass by and your firstborn children will live. And your firstborn animals will live. And they'll be passed over. Now go back and study it. It's very important in Exodus. Now, we have to believe on Jesus. And we have to make him our Lord. We have to say, Lord, you are my Lord. I believe on Jesus. That's the only reason we're going to heaven. We believe that he died in our place. Very important. Once you believe on Christ, you can't go to hell unless you go back to the wicked ways of the world. Now the rapture is upon us. The Lord is about to take his people off the earth. I don't know when. I know it's imminent, and he told me it would be abrupt, and that's something he's been continually telling me for the last few weeks, that his return is abrupt. He used to say imminent. Now it's abrupt, without warning, all of a sudden. And I don't know how. I don't know when. I still make plans to do things that I know I got to do. I didn't just stop working and stop doing the things of God because I think he's going to come in a moment. When Jesus come back, it's a high chance I have my working clothes on. But listen, his return is abrupt. And I have to say what he said. It's abrupt. So believe on him and do what you know is right. Live the light of God's word. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. It's free, and I thank God that it's there. Not only this broadcast in real time, but all the broadcasts I've done since 2015 is on this site. And I thank God for it. There are many broadcasts on that website. Not just radio, but also website broadcasts. And also a few writings. I used to do a lot of writing, but I've been doing more audio than writing. But there's a book on the Living Letters page. It's a lot of information on there, even though it's not as many writings as on the old site, livingletterministries.com. But newlivingletters.com, everything's free. Now, and everything is dated for the radio. The website broadcast a title. Now, the Lord's return is upon us. The difference between the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins, the five wise virgins, they received God's word in their heart. They had oil in their lamps. Their thoughts were to do it God's way. The five foolish virgins, they let the oil run out of their lamp. They got weak and weary. They were more concerned with the world. Now remember, the Lord told me a few weeks ago, the only kind of people he could rapture are Christian people that's washed in his blood. That's the first thing. And also, if they were in Adam's position, they will not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In other words, the kind of people that God is going to rapture are people that will not cross the line. They will not sin on purpose, knowing that they're doing wrong. They will not steal, they will not commit adultery, they will not commit fornication, they won't have sex before marriage, they won't be homosexual. They are people that will not cross the line. They will not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil if they were in Adam's position, because they love God. See, when you love God, you have no desire to do the wrong things. A lot of people, they like salvation by works. But real salvation is not by your works. It's not because you're not saved because of what you don't do. You're not saved because of the good that you do perform. You are saved, if you're saved, because you believed on Jesus Christ and you're washed in his blood and you were made righteous. You can't make yourself righteous. When people are trying to make themselves righteous, if your righteousness is because you've done something, you're not going to make it. But if your righteousness came from Jesus Christ because you believed on him, you have made it. When the rapture happens, you won't be around anymore. You'll be gone with God. See, there's no reason to cross the line. Everything you need is in the Father's kingdom. You don't need something that he didn't give you. You don't need somebody else's wife. You don't need somebody else's car. You don't need somebody else's money. When God gave you the kingdom, when he gave you the kingdom, he gave you the ability to become the sons of God, and he will bless you in every way there is to be blessed. But you have to receive things, you have to receive it legally. You got to work for it. And I know preachers say, just give and it'll be given to you. That's a principle. But the just shall live by his faith. If you want to have a good life, you have to work. You have to earn it. God's not going to take something from somebody else and give it to you and you don't deserve it. Men will, governments will. You know, the political parties will vote on it. They'll do it. And even if you do get money from the government, fine. Use it wisely. But it's God's standard for you to work and earn what you receive. And God will bless the works of your hands. Now that's real preaching. That's not phony doctrine. See, people said all kind of stuff to get people to give. But they got to stand before God and give an account for what they taught. And when they taught wrong, they're going to be in trouble. Now, if you work as under God with your hands doing your own work, and then you can give and God will receive it. God don't receive a dirty gift. He's not going to receive something somebody stole. If you go to work and hide and don't do your job, then you want to give tithes. That's kind of awkward. But if you earned it, fine. And we all need to do it God's way. That's the only kind of life God can truly bless. Let your light shine. Don't hide it. You don't have to laugh at off-color jokes. I love to carry on. I love to joke. I do it all the time. But it's just to make people laugh. It's not to hurt somebody. And when people speak off-color jokes, I turn around and walk off. But some things are funny and I laugh. I know it's not intended to hurt somebody. We need each other. And we need to do it God's way. Everything we do should be worship to God. Everything. That's my hope. I want everything that I do to be worship. If it's not worship, I don't want to do it. If it's wrong, I don't want to do it. If it seems wrong, I still don't want to do it. And I want all of my life to please God. That's just the way it is. It's not so that I will appear good before men. It's just the right thing to do. I want to love everybody. And I want to, you know, just like anybody would want to be appreciated, that's great. But I want to make sure that I love everybody, whether I'm appreciated or not. I don't depend on people to appreciate me, to appreciate them. The life of God is very important. People's lives are on the line. And sometimes the people that you can win, they may not be friendly at all. But if you love them consistently and sincerely, they can tell. Now, the Lord told me, If you love people, they'll respect you. They may not like you, they may not be for you, they may still try to do you wrong, but they will respect you, and it's detectable. This is a calling card to the Lord. This is a way to let people know that God cares about you. You don't know what happened to make a person mean, what kind of parents they had, what kind of disappointments they faced, what their wife did, what their husband did. You don't know what a person went through that made them bitter, but we all need God's love. God's love is language, and we need to speak it. That's just the way it is. And then we need wisdom. If you love people, some people will detect that you care about them. and they'll try to make a fool out of you. They'll try to get you to do what they're supposed to do, or get you to do something to serve them, because they know that you care about them. But God will give you wisdom, and I don't know what he'll tell you to do when people are trying to despitefully use you. But love them consistently, but do the things that the Proverbs would tell you to do. If a person say, they can tell that you love them, now they want you to co-sign all of a sudden. You're not really friends at all. And even if you are friends and they want you to co-sign for them, the word of God said, if you care about what God said, he said, don't do it. They got every right and privilege to go and ask the Lord to help them with whatever they need. They don't need you to co-sign for them. Because 99% of the people who co-signed from somebody, they ended up with a bill and not the product, even when it was their own family. Now, I don't co-sign for anybody for any reason. And if I do, it'll only be for one of my children to help them get a car or something. And I probably wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't do it if I couldn't afford to. There are so many options. You don't have to just co-sign because somebody wants you to. I'm using that for an example, but if you're the kind of person that go and pray and seek the heart of God and receive what he say and act on it, then you're going to be safe. Then the word of God can protect you. Then the Holy Spirit can guide you and protect you. But if you get emotional and then get hard-headed and you do it your way, you're going to be just like everybody else. This is why we need to hear what God has to say. Don't be in a rush to make a decision. Please, take your time. The Lord is not in a hurry. He loves us. He cares about us. He's going to help us. But you don't have to be in a hurry to make godly decisions. If you don't know, wait. And ask the Lord, if other people are in a hurry, they need an answer, tell them to pray with you and see if God will tell them something, since they're in such a hurry. But don't you move until God tell you what to do. Find it in the Word and let it bear witness with the Holy Spirit. If more Christians would do that, there would be more people saved. There would be less people lost. There would be less people confused. There'll be more people that save their marriage. There'll be more students that finish college without getting brainwashed into worldly ways, because our colleges that we love so much and we pay them so much money, they teach our children against Jesus. There are many professors in colleges that teach against Christ. And some preachers are compromised. So if a man make it out of this world alive, he did good. But you can make it out of this world alive if you listen to God and don't listen to Satan. See, we don't just repent. We don't just receive salvation. We receive salvation and then we turn around and reject the lies of the devil. We reject the snake speech and learn to live high above the snake line. See, snakes only go up a mountain so high. The atmospheric pressure bothers them, and they can't go but so high. And the mountain men draw a line, and that's the snake line. We don't just, the people that grow and be productive, they have this in common. They receive salvation and God's word with it, and they reject lies. They reject the worldly way. They receive the truth of God's word until they understand it. They receive it and act on it. And then they reject everything that Satan is about. Those are two things they do. They receive what God say and reject what Satan say. So the enemy is trying to trip you up. He's trying to lie to you. He's trying to make you doubt God. He's trying to make you doubt your salvation. But you're going to call him out. You're going to expose him for the lie that he really is. And that's how we do it. God loves us. And he cares about us. And God is right. No matter what people do, no matter what they say, no matter how they put it, God is right, man is wrong. No matter what people, whether you don't need people to love you. You don't need people to, you don't really need anything from anyone. When it comes to me loving people like Jesus loves me, I don't require people to do anything for that. They're going to get the love of God from me. And I don't trust I don't trust man like I trust God. I don't put that kind of pressure on people. I trust man where God trusts man. If God trusts a man, then I'll trust him. If God, I trust that some people earn your trust. I believe that they have my best interest at heart. I believe that they have other people's best interest at heart. And preachers that I believe that they have people's best interest at heart, I recommend them. I recommend people to listen to Henry Gruber. I recommend people to listen to Steve Quayle, Timothy Alberina. These people you need to listen to on YouTube. Henry Gruber, Steve Quayle, Timothy Alberina, and Dana Coverstone. These are people you need to listen to. My pastor, Jim McCann, the third and the fourth. These are people you need to listen to. They're on YouTube. And there are so many other wonderful men of God. Each one have a message. Every preacher is... Preachers are like snowflakes, and they're supposed to be like snowflakes. They have different anointings and abilities. And if you, one scripture said, if you listen to the prophet, you'll prosper. And I listen to the radio on Sunday. I come on Sunday, and some of the people I listen to, I thank God for what he's doing in the lives of preachers that are preaching. They really love God. And that's all it takes. It's not about how wealthy they are. It's not about what they own. It's not about how many people follow them. It's whether they really love God and allow their light to shine. See, we don't work to make our light shine. Jesus did that. That's a spiritual work he did on us as individuals. As he is, so are we in this world. He made us like him. He made us to be like him. If we just walk in the light, we portray it and it works. It'll work when nothing else will. The light that you live will work when preaching can't. The light that you live will work when the persuasions can't. See, people persuade people. When you live according to the light of God's word, you solve doubts. Even if people don't agree, darkness cannot comprehend the light. That's the first thing God said when he talked about light. The darkness couldn't comprehend. No matter how educated, sometimes people that walk in darkness, they may be more educated than a person that just got saved. But the person that just got saved has the light of God. They just have knowledge. So if you walk in the light, like the Lord said, do. You're explaining, your light is explaining the love of God in many ways, and they have to deal with what they're learning. Light will work when nothing else will, and you don't have to be highly educated to do it. You just got to love God and represent his love to man and stay out of satanic entanglements. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord, our wonderful Lord.